Good morning, everyone. We're continuing with our daily learning, personal growth, and character development. We are in the Orchos Tzadikim, the Gate of Acceptance. Today we're going to learn something fascinating in four parts. The first part of understanding the different levels and the different types of Shemiyah, of listening, and how listening plays tremendous significance in how we connect to the Ribono Shel Olam, how we connect to God. So the author teaches us, Arba Shemiyos Hein, there are four types of Shemiyah, and this is coming from the Medrash in the Yalkut Shimoni in Bereshis. Perek Lamed Beis, chapter 32, where he explains that the first is Yesh Shomea VeHifsid. The first is where there's a type of listening and losing. We're going to explore that one today. The second, third, and fourth, the second, V'yesh Shomea VeNiskar, where a person listens, and as a result of what they listened to and how they responded, they were Niskar, which means they were rewarded, they benefited, they gained. V'yesh lo shamea v'hifsid, there are those who don't listen, and therefore they lose. V'yesh lo shamea v'hiniskar, and there are those who don't listen, and they actually gain. Now we have to understand what that means. The first is yesh shamea v'hifsid. When we say that the first is where a person listens, but that person loses, you know, typically we say that when you listen to something, obviously there's something that's beneficial, but there are certain types of listening under the auspices of a chavera, a shachinra, a bad friend, an evil neighbor, somebody who will influence you to do something that's rachik, distance from the Retzon Hashem. So that's what we're going to learn now. V'yesh shomea v'hifsid, what is an example? Ze adam arishon, this was clearly taught to us by the case of and the circumstance of adam arishon, about whom the pasuk says, shenemar ula adam omar, to adam, to man, does God say, ki shomata l'kol ishtecha, you listened to the voice of your wife. Bereshis per gimel pasuk yud zayin, umah hifsid, what is it that he lost? What he lost is the ability to remain, that he could live forever. Immortality. Ki ofer atav el ofer toshuv, what was the reality of understanding post listening to Chava, is that because you listened to the voice of your wife, that for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. There was now introduced to the world the concept of death. And what we understand is this is an example of where Adam, or anyone, this being the first example of where one listens and where one loses. Now the Or HaChaim in his commentary explains, and this is how we have to think about the things that we hear from others, is that Adam HaRishon's failure was listening to Chava without examining her words carefully. Now had he done so, he writes, that he wouldn't have sinned, because he would have been discerning and understanding that what he was being enticed and trapped to do was other than what the Ratzon Hashem is, other than what God wanted. So when we listen to people, so we can hear their words, but we have to decide whether or not we're going to internalize the things that we are taught, the things that we hear, and whether or not we're going to turn those things that we internalize into actions that we are possibly, potentially going to do. So we're going to explore the other three different types of listening tomorrow and over next lessons together, but today's little nugget is Yesh Shomea VeHifsid. People listen but do not gain, they lose, and therefore have to be very discerning and careful, conscientious, to examine what it is that we hear, so that carefully those words, which have so much power and import, do not leave us or stray us in a direction that is distanced from